Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Ayin Zayin. Begin Amud Beis. Begin the Tzeis of Masechet. This begins the words of the Gemara. The Shimon ben Elazar Sabi. He holds Eber Katan Shal Katan Ben Yemi Bechulu, a small limb of a small child that of a day old. Tzeis can explain. Why was it so obvious to the Gemara to explain this interpretation in the two different opinions of Reb Nosson and Shimon ben Elazar? That is, the Gemara originally thought the Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says that the shear for the liability of carrying out oil on Shabbos is the amount to anoint a small limb of a small person, which holds that the shear is both are cut. Whereas Reb Nosson says that no, it's only to anoint a small limb, which sounds like that the shear is to anoint a small limb of an adult, of a large person. And that Tosfos says, Tame, it's a wonder. The other rabbi, to the contrary, the wording actually sounds like the opposite. Reb Nosson, the Kama Ebekotin, he who says a small limb, Mashma Tvei, sounds more Shalkotin Ben Yomer, which that's in general, whatever smallest limb it's going to be, is even the small limb of a small child. That's more logical to say Reb Shimon Elazar Dama that he says Eber Katan a small limb Vikat Menyemi and a day old child, which that vav sounds like it's two different cases. As actually says Tais Dolel Parach Reb Yani, this actually was used as a question to ask Reb Yani the Mefarish Eber Katan Masin. He explained the small limb of the Mishnah Eber Katan Shal Katan Menyemi a small limb of a small child, which that the Gemara actually asked that actually the wording sounds like. Not like him, that would collision with Reb Nosson, that's like the terminology of Reb Nosson. Mibrais Victoni, but collision with Reb Shimon Elazar, they asked his, meaning the words of the Mishnah, are the words of Reb Nosson, which just says Eber Katan. And Reb Yani wanted to explain it to say that it means Eber Katan shall Katan. And the Gemara asked him from a Brisa that says like the wording of Reb Shimon Elazar, which sounds like that it's two different Shiurim. So how could we be saying that Reb Shimon Elazar is the one who sounds like Reb Yani when it actually sounds like the opposite? So it says Reb Shimon, what you could say is the Lamai de Mishani. You're right. That was the Gemara's question. Now, based on what the Gemara answered, to answer that question of Reb Yani, that the Gemara explains that the Braisa was actually not two different cases. It actually was the small limb of a small child. So have a svar ipchas. Actually, the logic is actually the opposite based on the Gemara's conclusion. That's more logical to say the terminology of Shimon Elazar is coming to explain. The Bav is not a different case, but rather coming to explain the small limb. Oh, so benakar hachid masig leil. So that's what the Gemara is assuming over here, as the Gemara's conclusion was before. But says Tosfos, this is from the Garsi Ipcha. There are some texts that actually say the opposite, like Tosfos' question. That it's actually Shimon Elazar who he requires either the limb of a small limb of an adult or the opposite. And Reb Nosson is the one that's Eber Katan shall tinig ben yamei, which Tosfos rejects. He says because of Einer, that does not seem to be correct, like we just said, because the Masik is really ultimately the Gemara concludes, as the Gemara finally ends on the next daf. Reb Shimon Elazar, according to Reb Elazar, Eber Katan shall Katan ben yamei. It's the small limb of a small child. But Lamai the Garsi Ipcha, based on this text that has the opposite girsa, so that conclusion would be Loiver Kameskana, would not be like the conclusion. Loi lafi, that conclusion wouldn't be loi lafi de maisi hashta, not like what the Gemara is bringing at this point, which is that it's coming to say that he holds it's the small limb of an adult. We see he doesn't hold like that. And also, loi lafi mashadecha, it's also not according to what the Gemara originally rejects when it says, loi, no, really, it's not that they're both machlik tanoim and Reb Yani. The kuliyam of that everyone holds, that no, it's a small limb of, no one holds a Reb Yani. It's not like that. But based on what we're saying, that Reb Shimon Elazar holds that the small limb of a small child, it's a deichik to say that which is brought maskana was not introduced at all. So Tosfos explained that after the Gemara answered, so the explanation of Reb Shimon Elazar is by default the more appropriate one of saying Eber Katan of a Katan. And therefore, that's where the Gemara assumed that Reb Nosson says the opposite, which is Eber Katan of an Adam Katan. And therefore, Tosfos says not to have the girsa opposite. Because if that would be the case, it would come out that according to the conclusion of the Gemara, Reb Shimon Elazar holds that it's Eber Katan Shakat Mayami, that's not like the svar that the Gemara is bringing now, nor later, and therefore, it's like the girsa that we have in our Gemara.